The Sable Queen, Disc 10.
Back on the ramparts, Bartage, who had no experience of warfare, shielded his eyes against the sun, peering at the distant vermin encampment.
There's smoke arising. See, they've lit a fire. Looks like they're burning one end of the big log. Why do you suppose they do a thing like that, eh?
Django dipped a crust of toasted nut bread into his hot mint tea and sucked it with relish.
I'd say to make an ambassador around me, Buck.
Buckler put aside a bowl of oatmeal.
You're right, mate. Skipper, fetch Formole, please. I need to speak with him.
Formole Darby did not like high wall tops. He sat down with his back to the battlements, concentrating his gaze on the walkway.
How can I help you, sir?
Buckler sat down next to him.
This stone-throwing catapult thing your crew are making in the cellars, can we get it up here?
Darby shook his velvety head glumly.
"'Tis all in bits, sir. I knows nothing about catapults. But if us gets it up here, 'twill need to be resembled.'
Skipper quaffed off what was left of his hot root soup.
"'Granby's the beast who'd know about assembling it. Come on, we'll lend a part to carry it up here.'
It turned out to be a far harder task than they had expected. Some of the timber donated by Selamol Gergi was huge and weighty, long seasoned lengths of elm, beech and oak, devoid of bark or branch, were hauled laboriously up to the wall top. Hull Granby, the recorder, inspected the material doubtfully.
Wish I'd bothered to look at this lot earlier. I'm afraid most of it's far too ancient and dried out to be of any use. It'd snap under pressure.
Bartage flicked the woodlouse off a chunk of beech.
Can't we make any use of it, Granby?
The old hog sighed wistfully.
I wish I knew. I dug out an ancient parchment, which had the plans for a ballista. That's what they're called, you see. But I've never seen a real one, and I'm not sure how it works. What we need is a creature who knows all about such weapons.
Hokart Witherspike mounted the battlements dramatically, gesturing toward the vermin foe.
Hearken, comrades! Our present dilemma is how to counter a battering ram attack. What to do, eh? If I may be so bold as to make a suggestion, what about fire?
Skipper assisted the portly hog down onto the walkway.
I knows what you're thinking of, mate. Hurling fire down on it to set the ram ablaze. Well, it won't work, Oki. Once that battering ram was on fire, they'd lean it up against our gateway. And they'd just sit back and watch the whole thing burn down. No, sir, we'll have to come up with something better than that.